Welcome to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and I am joined by the yin to my yang, Sabrina, today for our very first podcast. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
For the people who don't know you, you and I have been friends for 3 years now.
That sounds right.
And we started off rocky because if you guys don't know, I am have 25K on TikTok. So it's probably where you guys have found me. And we wanted to do a podcast just because people were asking for it. And there was no one else that I wanted to do it with besides Sabrina.
Aw.
Sabrina and I. So people want to know, how did we meet? How did we meet, Sabrina?
So we met on an app called Bumble BFF.
Yeah, we did.
And we matched.
We did. Because I moved to the area a little over 3 years ago. We don't need to tell people where the area is. They don't need to know. So we matched and we talked. So we were talking about books and like things were good. And then I fucked up. Because Harrison's favorite story is me and my ex going to dinner with the two of them. But I ghosted Sabrina because I was just like, oh, she's 20 miles away. I'm never going to see her. So I ghosted her because at the time I had a close friend who I thought was like my best friend and like the person that I really needed. Turns out that was a lie. We will get into that eventually. But then Sabrina invited us over for a sleepover because you love a party.
Always.
You love a theme because we're doing a sleepover in a couple weeks. What is the theme? Do we have a theme for this one?
We do not. I know last time we did like a color theme.
Yeah.
But I haven't decided yet, but we always wear PJs.
We always wear PJs. Like limited makeup. It is when her husband is away, the girls will play.
Always.
We get free reign of the house. And then I went to her party and then we kind of just like kept being friends. I was like, oh, this person's cool. I should have not ghosted her. But how is it from your POV? Like, how did we become friends from your POV?
Oh, I agree. Same way. It is kind of funny though, because the friend that you are mentioning, she asked for a plus one. She's like, oh, can I bring my friend with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Who is it?
Yeah.
And then, she like shows me your profile at the time. Cause we all still had profiles.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. I know her. And I was like, you know what? Bring her. I want to meet her. And so she did.
Yes.
And we had a really good time.
And now I'm no longer friends with her, but you and I are literally, I see you more than I see anybody else.
Isn't that funny? I agree. Same for me.
I'm like, well, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And it was just like, our timing wasn't right. It's like dating. And it really is. Trying to find female friendships when you're in your 20s is so hard, especially when you move to a new area. So Bumble BFF really brought me all of my friends because we call Sabrina the nucleus. and all of my friends I have are now because of her. And I'm watching your dog. He's getting in position. If you hear barking in this episode, that is Riley, who is
Pomsky.
Who is the best boy. Mm-hmm. But okay, Sabrina, so we're going to talk about what pissed you off this week.
What pissed me off this week?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a mom friend of mine.
Okay.
And she was telling me how hard it is to make friends as an adult, but in a mom circle.
Mm-hmm.
She explained that the mom circles that she was trying to like get into are so clicky. Yeah, of course. We are women. So
does high school never end? Jesus Christ.
I know. And so she explained to me how she was bringing her daughter to this club and she would drop off her kids and she would try to talk to the moms and the moms were just like not having it. They, yeah, exactly. I know your face.
Sorry for people who don't know. My mouth just dropped.
And she's trying to be nice to them and she's, you know, trying her best. And of course, like when we're nervous, we kind of like fumble our words or like we say things. We're like, why did we say that? And so for her, she was like, I don't know why it's so hard. And it just made me angry because I'm like, why is it so hard?
Literally, like, truthfully, if it weren't for Bumble BFF, I don't know how I would have made friends moving to a new area, especially because like you know, but for our audience, I'm like an outgoing introvert. I love my alone time. Mm-hmm. I love to be lazy. And like, once I'm comfortable with you, I am out there. I am loud and proud. But like, when I first meet you, I'm reserved as like trying to like be friends, and I'm uncomfortable in those situations. So I just like, if it weren't for Bumble BFF, truthfully, I don't know if I would have had friends. And it's such like a, I guess, a stigma. I don't know. Cause like, if you don't want to go to like those meetups that are online, mm-hmm. like if you rather do one-on-one, like it's really a good thing, but especially for a mom, it's so isolating. I'm sure neither of us are mothers, may never be mothers, but and that is by choice. Depends. So I just, that pissed me off for her.
Me too.
Yeah. What pissed me off this week was men.
Tell me everything.
So Friday night, I got, Rachel took a special gummy and, decided to swipe. And I'm like, maybe I should actually start dating again, because I haven't dated since the end of May, really.
It's been a while.
It has. And it has been through choice, because dating is exhausting. And as we see through my TikTok, I've been coming across some trash.
Mm.
And so this man, I was like, he was really sweet. We were talking for 2 days and I was like, are you going to ask me out? I put myself out there. Mm-hmm. I was just like, let's take the reins here. And he was like, oh yeah, what did you have in mind? I'm like, and he's like, do you want to go to the movies or do you want to get a drink? I'm like, let's get a drink so we can actually talk to each other. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, great. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. He doesn't. So I'm like, where would you want to go? He goes, oh, why don't you come out by me? I'm like, where is that? It was like pulling teeth for this man to make a plan. So I look up the place that he suggests and it was 55 minutes away from me. And I was like, I don't want to go.
No,
I don't want to go. So I was like, how about we meet in the middle? And he goes, oh, great. Totally. Never gives me an option. Never suggests anything. So I'm just like, we're not going on a date. So I just responded. I was like, okay. And then he texts me 9:30 last night, because we're going to go on Saturday. He texts me at 9:30. He goes, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, ew. I'm in bed. He goes, oh, do you want to meet up? I'm like, no. He goes, well, why not? We were going to go on a date. I'm like, you were supposed to give me a plan. I'm a woman who prefers a concrete plan. And I might be in the wrong.
I don't think so.
I might be like, because I like a guy who can take charge and can make a plan. That is so sexy to me. Like, you say you're going to make me a reservation.
Absolutely. Or at least like ask you some questions, something.
Yes. And so he didn't. And we did not go on a date.
Well, surprise, surprise.
And I'm honestly not mad at it. No. I stayed in bed and read. So that is a better.
I think it was for the best.
I prefer fictional men to real men these days. And speaking of which, did I text you that man who went on a rant to me about romance novels?
No.
Okay. So
tell me.
So we have today, we have this gentleman who we were talking, and mm-hmm. this will be in a TikTok video eventually, everybody. But he was asking me what I was reading, and okay. I said, oh, I'm reading my romance books. And he goes, LOL, I'm just not into romance novels, to be honest. I think it's unrealistic and cheesy.
Wow.
As you know, Sabrina, the majority of what I read is romance.
I mean, yes.
I'll read a fantasy as long as it has a romance subplot. But we're going to get into Sabrina's books, because Sabrina reads a lot different than I do.
What?
So I said to him, I don't think so, but okay. And then he sends me 4 long ass paragraphs, which I will read now.
Please do.
It's unrealistic in the sense that we live in such a hectic world that these types of men don't exist, if not extremely rare. I read the romance novels. This is not what he said, but I read the romance novels because it gives me a little bit of hope of love. Like, these men aren't unrealistic.
Sure.
They're not giving unrealistic of love standards. They're just being good men to the women they love.
Right.
Which is not something wrong.
No. And I think when sometimes men say these things, it's because they think of it as the unrealistic expectation in looks. Only the physical part of it. Not the emotional part of it.
Right. And I just... For me, it's really just about, like, the intimacy of it all. Like, finding a person, like, reading a story. Like, I told you about the story that I read where...
The hockey one?
Which one? No. Rachel loves a hockey romance. But no, it was the one that I hated that I gave 3 stars to.
Mm-hmm.
It was called The Pussy Next Door, which was like a play on words. I know, but it's about the cat comes over and that's how they meet. It's like her cat comes through his back door. It's a, yeah.
Whoa.
Hey. And spoiler alert, by the end of it, I was just yelling at the book. It was so bad and it pissed me off because in the beginning I was giggling, kicking my feet. I thought it was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the climax and the ending of things and I'm like, this is terrible. It should have gotten 2 stars, but the beginning is what saved it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, back to this man. Sorry, I have ADD, y'all, as Sabrina knows, and I go on tangents. And these perfect situations don't just happen. Like, you meet a guy in one place and don't connect, just see each other across the room, then randomly see him again a month later in another country, but you actually talk this time.
What?
I know.
What has he read to get this reference from?
I know. So then he goes, the next time, 2 months later, you randomly meet and now you go on a date and maybe make love. Like...
I'm sorry, but he said make love. He did. I kind of wanted to...
Sabrina doesn't like to be touched. Then he goes, these random ass scenarios where eventually all the dots connect. No. And then he does a crying laughing emoji, which I hated.
Yeah.
That's why they're called fantasy novels. No, it's romance. These are not fantasy novels. Those are two separate things, my dude. And then it keeps going. We like, look at this.
That's too much.
And that is the second part of it.
Oh, and his name is a J name.
It is a J name. You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. That should have been my red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not realistic and there's a 1 in a million shot any of it will ever happen. That's why those novels are all written by women having these fantasies. Yeah.
Okay. First off, there are some male writers. I will say that. Not that many.
Correct.
But there are some. And yes, it is from the female perspective because it's what we want.
We do.
In certain ways, obviously, there yes. are certain things that we don't necessarily... I mean, like, we don't need some things, but there are some things that we do want as well.
AKA, we don't want haunting Adeline.
No.
No.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't need someone to stalk me to tell me how much he loves me.
You mean that's not how Harrison got you?
No. No.
After this, we're going to talk about your relationship because I've been talking a lot. That's why those novels are all written by women having these fantasies. When one actually happens, just like in the book, let me know. Another crying and laughing emoji. There's more. Jesus Christ. I'm not saying it's impossible, just extremely unrealistic. Mind you guys, I haven't responded to him at all. This is him going on a full rant. And then he says, in today's dating world, after the Me Too movement, which was extremely necessary as... Well, glad that it happened.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's one thing.
Okay. I was about to yell. It affected everything in the male mindset. Also, he used the wrong term of affected. He did AFF instead of EFF. Guys can't be overconfident like that, and especially not forceful when it comes to potential sexual encounters. And these sociopathic CEO types who just randomly open themselves up to subs they meet amongst their travels. So he's going into like the kink world. Like he's going all over the place. I don't know what he's talking about. Like, this is just so much. Then he goes, LOL, you really think that happens? They might fuck a bunch of subs amongst their travels, but they're not falling in love with anybody for a single second. It's not real. I'm sorry, these men just don't exist. He finally goes, you're very into it. I hope the stars align and you find one. But if all the romance novels are written by women fantasizing, there's a good chance it's unrealistic and very unlikely to happen. That's why they call it a fantasy. and then I unmatched. What are your thoughts on that, Sabrina?
Someone must have heard him. I'm like, who hurt this guy?
It gave me the ick because I was like, why are you yucking my yum? Mm-hmm. Why are you, like, it says very clearly on my profile, I love reading. And this was like our third day talking. And we talked Friday night when I was on a special gummy. And I was like, oh, I'm reading this romance novel, which I gave 5 stars. It was so good. It's called Off Camera. And I loved it. And it was like, the plot was great. And the spice, you know, I love a spicy moment. Mm. As does our friend Allie. And I was just like, so he knew. So why was he trying to beat me down about it? Why couldn't he just accept the fact that I like this?
Great question. I don't even know. I think he was just so hurt by this person that he's just like, I clearly they're a reader, whoever this person is. and either this person just read books and would require these sexual acts, because that's what it looked like he was saying.
Yeah.
Or just even maybe communication styles that they had. Which, and he couldn't give that.
Because truthfully, these men in these romance novels, for the most part, can communicate their feelings.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
And that's what I want. That's all I want. Just communicate your feelings, because I will tell you how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, if you piss me off, like, eventually I will tell you. It might not be immediate. But like what I did with my ex, it took me 2 weeks, but I finally told him I was mad at him.
Yeah.
And I was proud of myself for doing that. But it's just like, this man just went off on me. And I unmatched him. I was like, I'm not dealing with this. Because I could see if we started dating, he would make fun of me for reading those books.
Absolutely.
And truthfully, those books give great ideas for the bedroom. So he was missing out.
Absolutely. He's not your person.
He's not.
No. And that's okay. Maybe at the end of the day, he just needed someone to rant to. So it went into your void and now you can unmatch him. But I really hope he doesn't do that to another girl.
No, I unmatched him. I didn't even give him the chance to talk. I didn't respond. I was just like, this isn't great. Like, I sent it to Doug and I sent it to the other book club that I'm a part of. Mm-hmm. And we call each other we call us the smutty, book exchange, but it's mostly, we just talk about Sarah J. Maas. So I sent it to them. I'm like, hey, am I justified in getting the ick from this man? And they're like, yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not for you.
No. Cause it's, I make it clear on my profile. It's like, because one of the questions is, what do you do after work? I'm like, I'm in the gym and then I'm on my couch reading or doom scrolling on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, reading to me has become such an escape. And it's just become something that I just enjoy so much.
Yeah.
Book talk for me is just, I don't know, it's really comforting, especially because I don't know what it was like for you in high school, but like reading, you weren't cool if you read. You were nerdy if you read.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just like, I was friends with a librarian because I was chronically ill and I couldn't do gym class a lot. So they would send me to the library. So I was friends with the librarian in middle school. It was the best. But now it's just like, with book talk, like, it's cool to be a reader.
It is. It really is.
And I'm like, yay. But tell me the most recent book you read and why it pissed you off, because I know what book it is.
Oh, the one I just posted about.
Yes.
It Ends With Us. Mm-hmm. I finally read it and I was trying to read it in preparation for the movie and I just was not a fan. I understand like the topic that it was about, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be emotional. It was supposed to be something that we learned about, brought light to it, but it just, I feel like it could have been handled a little bit differently. I also didn't like the main character and I wanted Atlas and Lily to end up together and they didn't.
Which is so crazy to me because I have never read a Colleen Hoover book. I've read her synopses, and they truthfully scare me. I also, It Ends With Us, for our listeners, is a story about domestic violence. And that hits a little too close to home for me. So I avoided the book like the plague. But it's marketed as a romance.
Yeah.
Like, all the things with Blake Lively, it's her and Atlas. What is his name?
Riles is the bad one. Atlas is the one she's supposed to end up with. It's her childhood love. And then Riles is her current love. Then mm-hmm. He's like a surgeon.
And he's abusive.
Yes.
But it was But for somebody who doesn't know the books, who was just watching the interviews, who was watching like the promos that they put out, mm-hmm. it was marketed as a romance.
It was.
Which is such a mistake mm-hmm. because why weren't there trigger warnings? Like there, I didn't see any. And the only reason why I knew it was a domestic violence was because of Justin Baldoni. I saw like a video that he put resources for domestic violence in his profile.
Right.
Which that was the only way. And so that's when I started looking into it. And I was just like, I thought this was a story about romance. This is not it.
No, it's not. They should have done a little more a lot more. But unfortunately, that's not what they did. They treated it. Well, even I've been seeing something like a rom-com almost instead of just a romance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that it is. I have not seen the movie. I have only read the book and I've only seen the PR and like what's on TikTok, obviously.
Yeah.
But everyone is like bashing the movie, which is odd because the sales box is through the roof. So
I don't get it. And especially because something that like kind of pissed me off, and this is a person who has not read the book, not seen the movie, but with Deadpool coming out, like they would do with Ryan Reynolds, who is married to Blake Lively, they would like do cross promo. Like they had a moment where Ryan was interviewing the guy who played Atlas mm-hmm. as like a joke thing. And I'm like, it's funny, it's good. But, like, it's not, like, it's the movie's about domestic violence.
I know.
Like, why are we
doing
this?
We should have taken it a little more seriously than that.
So, safe to say, are you going to go see the movie?
I am.
Are you going with Nadia?
Probably. Okay. I am going to go. Despite what I've seen, I am going to go. Just because, like, hearing about it on TikTok or hearing about it from secondhand is different than seeing it yourself.
Fair. And you want to form your own opinions.
Exactly.
Which I give you all the credit for it because Nadia is a friend of Harrison, of Sabrina's, met through Harrison's work, Sabrina's husband. And Nadia texted me. She was like, do you want to go see this movie? And she asked me if I read the book. And I was like, no, I didn't. And she was like, do you want to come see the movie? I'm like, not really.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have come with us.
I can't do domestic violence.
That's okay.
It is triggering for me, which this is the first episode. We don't need to get super into Rachel's trauma. We can do it probably on the 100th.
Fair enough.
But no, I can't. I won't. But I will go, if you guys do dinner beforehand, I will hang out with you.
But well, I love a good dinner.
We do love a good dinner. Sabrina, when you go to a new restaurant, what is your system?
Oh, man. Okay, so I like to read the menu before I go. Every single time, I have to make sure what I'm getting into before I do it. And then I will pick out a couple lamps, I'll look at a meal as well. And it's all for me. Like, yes. No shame. I love multiple apps and I love an entree. And then maybe I'll do a little dessert. But, like, I love food.
Yes, and Sabrina, when she's with a group, she will take photos of other people's meals.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You don't get to touch your food until I've taken a picture of it.
I know every time I'm with Sabrina and we're going to a new restaurant, I need to know what I'm getting because she's ready to order immediately.
Oh, of course I am. Yeah. The waitress or server comes up to us and like, are you ready to order? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Ladies, are you ready?
Get your shit together.
I'm ready.
Yes. And it is one of my favorite things about you because you just know what you want and you get it. No problem. So Sabrina, let's talk about the man in your life, and I'm not talking about Riley. So Sabrina, tell me about your relationship. How did you and your husband meet? Because you are married.
I am.
Yeah. For how long?
We've been married for about a year now, and we have been together for 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet? Tell me the meet cute.
So we actually met at a bar. This was pre-COVID, mm-hmm. obviously. And he walked in. I was there for trivia. It was Parks and Recreation trivia. Yeah, big nerd. But the TV show was so good.
So good.
So.
But do you skip season 1?
No, I actually did watch it. I understand why people skip it, but yeah. Like I have to like go through the whole season.
When you do your rewatches?
Of course.
Ugh, I skip. season one. But continue. Parks and Rec trivia.
So, yeah. So, I went there for Parks and Rec trivia. I was there with a friend. I'd actually recently just broken up with a boyfriend at the time. And a friend of mine was like, oh, let's go out. Let's get some drinks. There's trivia, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool. So, I go there. I'm sitting at a table. And I see this guy and, like, his friend. And they're, like, walking into the area where my rude, like, it's because I didn't say bless you baby. Okay, I know, I was like, I was whispering it anyways.
Riley needs attention, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I see him walking across the way with his friend, and I was like, ooh, who is that? And he happened to, like, walk into the trivia area and then sit at my table, and I was like, okay, that's weird, manifesting. But it turns out that the woman who was at the table with us was, like, the girlfriend of the guy who was hosting it. And so Harrison was there to see the guy who was hosting it.
So, because they were friends.
Yeah, they were friends. So he wasn't there for the trivia. I was there for the trivia. And, of course, I am super competitive. And first things I'm saying are, you better not make me lose. And so I decided to, I'm such a weirdo. I thought he looked like a character from the show that I was watching at the time, Teen Wolf.
Okay.
So I was like, I held up my phone and I was like, can I take your picture? He's like, why? I was like, well, you look like this character off of Teen Wolf and I got to show my dad. He's like, great sport, by the way. Let's me take his photo. And I have him, like, pose. Like, he's like a wolf. He's got, like, his mouth open. Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
is the first time I'm hearing this.
This is the first. I still have that picture on my phone, by the way.
Stop.
Yeah. And I was like, I need you to pose like a wolf, too. And he's such a champ, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely does it. He's like, okay, sure. So he does it. I do send it to my dad. I wasn't lying.
Because were you watching Teen Wolf with your dad at the time?
I definitely was. Okay. And my dad was like, no, Sabrina, he looks nothing like him. But whatever. So we ended up at the end of, like, hanging out and stuff. We had a really good time. We were chatting back and forth. He goes to, like, give me, or, well, his friend goes to give me a hug first. And so I gave him a hug. I'm not a hugger.
Like to be touched.
I don't like to be touched. When someone hugs you, I'm like, ugh. And apparently Harrison had also gone to give me a hug, but I was already done with all the hugs, so I had walked away, and he was like, oh, she stiffed me on the hug. So he ends up, we did exchange, like, Facebook information right before the hug, and he messaged me later, like, same night, and was like, hey, so what happened with that hug? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I tried to hug you. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. So it was funny because, like, I guess he wouldn't have texted me if I didn't not hug him.
Yeah.
So I guess it, like, made him think about me more because he was wondering. He's like, oh, my God, we had such a good time. Like, we were I felt that we vibed. Like, why would she stiff me on the hug? Yeah. So that's funny. So imagine if I did hug him. Would he have texted me? I don't know.
What wouldn't have been?
Right. Oh. So see, my hatred for hugs.
Got you a husband.
Here.
Got you a husband.
Got me a husband.
So my next question is, did you win Parks and Rec trivia?
No, we did not. We did not.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It was a really good time, though.
I can't believe you met in the wild, because that was 6 years ago. It was 2018. Uh-huh. Which dating apps were still a thing.
Yes, they were.
Well, of course, they were still a thing, but like they were mainstream.
Absolutely.
But you met somebody in the wild.
I did. And it was weird because, like, again, I had just broken up with a boyfriend. Like, yeah. I think two weeks after I had just broken up
How long were you together with him?
I was together with him for 2 years.
Oh.
Actually together for 2 years. Mentally was not together for 2 years.
Got you.
Yeah. It was one of those relationships where, like, I, in my mind, I'd already broken up with him. I just didn't tell him yet.
Oh, so me with.
Yeah. Exactly.
Me with the ex that you met.
Mm-hmm. So, in my mind, I was like, you know what? Obviously, I wasn't dating anyone. I wasn't seeing anybody. There was no crossover in any way, shape, or form.
No, of course.
But it was still just, like, I had mentally checked out. So when Harrison walked into my life, I was ready for another relationship because I had already, in my mind, had already been out of it.
Yep.
So I'm like, sure. And again, it fell into my lap. I wasn't even looking for it, which again, weird. And not like nowadays, you're not finding that anymore.
No.
You're not going to walk into a bar and be like, oh, this guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I got very lucky. Mm-hmm. Well, he got very lucky.
Yes, he did.
And the rest is history.
So how long, and so you guys met, and how long later did you guys become official? Like how long did it take?
Oh man. Maybe like 3 months.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember. I just remember like we were only seeing each other. Mm-hmm. Like that was something. Cause again, I wasn't on the app. So, mm-hmm. And he was though, he was on the apps.
Yeah.
And, he was, I don't know if he was like seeing someone else or like shut it down or something, but like, I asked him up front, I'm like, are you seeing other people? He's like, no, like that, it's just us. I was like, cool. So that was it. And then after a couple months, I was like, we should put it on Facebook.
We should become official.
We should, yeah, exactly. And that's what you did in 2018. Like when you were announcing you were a couple, you put it on Facebook.
There was no hard launch. It was you put it on Facebook. Sabrina is in a relationship with.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And he was like, all right, you know.
Didn't put much up a fight.
No, not at all. Not at all. And then we got engaged a year. No, two. It was 2 years. It was 2 years after dating. But I made it very clear that there was a deadline. I was like, I want
to be proposed to.
To be proposed to, correct. Yeah. I was like, you have 2 years to propose to me because if you don't know if you want to marry me by this time, like, are you ever going to? And again, that's just my personal preference. I know there's people out there who were engaged or dating for way longer than that and got proposed to. But that was just my personal timeline.
Yeah.
Capricorn here. So we love a
the
timeline.
Capricorn to my Cancer. You balance me out. My over-emotional self. Sabrina will look at me when I get emotional. She'll go, my little Cancer. But so, cause you guys had a long engagement though.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Why?
So two reasons. Well, maybe more than that, but two main reasons. So we decided we were going to do a 2-year engagement. The reason was one, finances. Mm-hmm. Everything was so expensive.
Still is.
It still is. It's actually more.
If not more.
Mm-hmm. And we also thought about like the venue. Trying to book a venue was going to be so hard.
Yeah.
And there was also a lot of like family drama as well.
Yep.
So it was good to put it off for as long as possible.
Yep.
And to be honest, I was in no rush to get married. I was very happy getting the ring. And that's what I told him too. I was like, oh, great. I have the ring. We can hold off as long as possible.
Because you got what you wanted.
Because I got what I wanted. Exactly. Yes. I already know you're in it for the long haul. I got this fancy piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah, you do. But you don't even wear your wedding ring. You just wear your engagement ring.
I only have an engagement ring.
What?
Yeah.
Did I not know this?
Yeah, I know. I don't like, I didn't want a wedding band. I know that's weird.
Okay.
Because the engagement ring that I have right now, when he first got it, so it was actually the wrong ring when he bought it. And yes, I say the wrong ring.
Tell me about that.
I picked out a ring. I went to the jewel, again, Capricorn here, went to a jeweler.
Loves a plan.
Went to the jeweler, sent my husband to the jeweler with a photo. And I said, this is the ring you will be purchasing for me.
Did you guys like, so obviously you had discussions beforehand.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so, okay. So how did you end up with the wrong ring?
So the jeweler made it. It was a custom ring. The mm-hmm. jeweler made it, but he made it incorrectly.
Okay.
And we were also in the process of moving to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I have one choice or two choices. I could either A, keep this ring, or B, not propose to her and we move without being proposed to, which Sabrina's not going to do.
Correct.
So he was like, I'm just going to propose this ring with this ring and then we'll fix it later. No mm-hmm. big deal. And obviously, when he proposed with the wrong ring, I hesitated for just a second. Just a second. Not that I was going to say no, but I just looked at it and I was like, oh, that is not the right ring.
Which, there's nothing wrong with a little disappointment. Could people talk about gender disappointment with babies? Like, for proposal, like, there's like, there is a real moment of and it wasn't Harrison's fault.
No, of course not. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, he did what he was supposed to do. It was the jeweler that fucked up.
And he knew it too. And he was like, oh no, my wife is getting, well, girlfriend at the time, is going to be so mad. But he's like, we'll just do it. We'll fix it. So that's what we did it. I got it fixed and I got it resized. Mm-hmm. It was too thick. It was supposed to be a very thin ring. Mm-hmm. And I had it shaved down. So after that, I was like, I don't want a band after I just paid money to like get
shave
this.
It down.
Exactly. So that's why I only have one ring.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I just thought you didn't wear it.
No, no.
What did you guys did? Because I was not at Sabrina's wedding. Sabrina eloped in a way. So what did you guys do? Did you not exchange rings? Like,
we did. I just took off my engagement ring for the day.
Oh.
Yeah. So I gave my engagement ring to the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison gave his to the rabbi, which he wasn't wearing his because his is actually a wedding band.
Yeah.
And then we just put them back on.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Wedding drama.
Uh-huh.
We you just brought it up. You were married by a rabbi.
Yes.
You also chose to convert to Judaism.
That is correct.
Another way that you and I got close.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it and you brought up Sabrina and I really got close. I realized after the relationship that I moved to this area for, the relationship that I had when I moved to where I currently live now for my job ended about a year after I had moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten COVID the day that I was like sick and I had decided like, I'm done with this relationship. My friend Natalie will eventually come on the pod and she will tell the story of how that all happened.
Mm-hmm.
It involved New York City, a lot of alcohol and me having a come to Moses moment. But we started becoming close after I ended that relationship. Thank God for that. And if he's listening, he's a lovely person, just wasn't my person.
Absolutely.
He had, my life was already secure and he had a lot to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to get into it. But Sabrina decided to convert to Judaism for her husband.
Yes.
What was the thinking behind that?
So it was something that we talked about while we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
His family is all Jewish.
Yep.
Mine is Catholic, in case anybody needs to know that. so it was definitely a transition. I wasn't really religious growing up. That wasn't something that we, like, obviously, like, we talked about moral values and things like that, you know, be kind to everybody, things yep. like that. But I didn't really, like, go to church or anything like that. So for me, it wasn't a hard decision. It yeah. was, like, something that we could do together. And especially if we have kids in the future, it would be nice to have something that we do together as a family.
Yeah.
It's also a beautiful religion. It's something that we, yeah, it's something that we like practice in the house as well. Like we do a lot of the prayers and stuff, especially on Friday.
Fridays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do things like it's very, we treat it very casually,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also studying as well. So
yes.
I go to the rabbi's house like once a month. Before it was way more than that, but now it's once a month and I do these study sessions, very informal, but it's, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do. And the rabbi is fantastic. And she's also a female.
Which, and especially because Harrison is conservative
mm-hmm.
in Judaism. Because there's, for people who don't know, there's three main branches. I was raised Reform.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was raised conservative. And there is, of course, the Orthodox Jewish religion. So Sabrina, when she was going through this, she would like text me questions, and my mom is thrilled that I have a Jewish friend because we went to high holiday dinner at the rabbi's house. It was gorgeous.
Oh, lovely, it was amazing.
Time. I forgot though how long seders can be because my family, I love my family. We do like abridged versions. We're like, all right, we're going to get to the main plot points and then we're just going to eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like for like I really enjoyed that because getting to know you, we got closer that way because like you were converting and I was just like, oh, we get to do this stuff together.
Yeah.
And now we did Passover together this year. We did again an abridged version.
Yes.
Which was I had so much fun.
I had such a blast, right?
It was such a good time. And literally like Sabrina is the hostess with the mostest will cook and prepare like it's nobody's business. That's and we talked about the sleepovers that she likes to put up. Like they are always like, we are never hungry.
No.
Are, no.
Absolutely not. You cannot be hungry in this
house. Which is why she's a really great Jewish woman.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I just like, how did your family feel about you converting?
Tough question.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. We can cut this out.
We could talk. It's okay. Okay. They're definitely a little not excited about it. Mm-hmm. I will say that. They're, again, we're not religious.
Yeah.
But my mom's dad was very religious. Mm-hmm. So for her, I think this was a change, not necessarily about religion, but like my identity. And I think my mom was worried that, you know, I'm her firstborn. I'm her little girl.
Yeah.
I'm getting married. I'm moving to a state that I'm from Florida. So I'm moving halfway across the country with another man. And, you know, to then now change my religion, which is completely separate from hers. I think she felt that she was losing another part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only was she losing me, like, physically, she was losing me spiritually. So there was just, it was just another step of me removing myself from my family, mm-hmm. which obviously it's not what I want. I love my family.
Yeah.
But it was just something I think that she felt in a way that there's nothing I can do to make her feel differently. I try to make her, like when she comes and visits, I try to let her do like the Shabbat that we do on Fridays and stuff. And mm-hmm. like the blessing of the bread and the blessing of the wine. Like, who doesn't love bread and wine? Okay. My family's also people. Italian. Yes. So they're like, oh, bread and wine.
There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah. So for them, they do understand it. They do respect it.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, no comments, things like that. Yeah. It's just, I think it was just hard for them because, again, it was another step of moving away from that family.
And it was just a giant change because it's not something to be taken lightly, because when you convert to Judaism, it is, especially for women, mm-hmm. it is a long process. It doesn't matter what sect of the religion, what branch you're going into. Like, Jewish people make you work for it. I was born into it,
mm-hmm.
was bat mitzvah confirmed. My mother was a Hebrew school teacher, went to Israel. For me now, religion is more like a cultural thing and a family thing.
Yes.
I don't practice every week, but I'll do high holidays and Hanukkah, like that for me, because there's the tradition of it and the family aspect of it, which I love. But for a dying religion, which Judaism is.
Yeah.
We make it very difficult mm-hmm. to get involved.
Yes. It's not like a club that you sign up for and they're like, we'll take you.
Yeah. No, you had to jump through a lot of hoops.
Absolutely.
How many months, if not you were studying for a year.
I think a year, yeah, before I got accepted.
And it's like, and you could still study a year.
Yeah.
You go up to the rabbis who have to approve you.
Yep.
And they could still say no.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy to me because mm-hmm. I'm like, we need more Jewish women. And it's so dumb in the fact that the real Jewish people have to be like, your mother has to be Jewish, which is why we want people to convert.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just so dumb,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion. But I just like, you did this for a year. This was not something that you took lightly.
No.
And I don't know, you're pretty badass and I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Yeah.
We talk about traditions a lot. And this year because family for me is weird. And we've just like, we started our own traditions. Like I did Passover with you guys this year.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to be doing Hanukkah with you guys this year.
Yep.
Again, cause Hanukkah is 8 days, but I will be able to see my family. Just the way that Hanukkah ends. But it's just like we've started to make our own traditions, which is so fun.
Yeah. That's what adulting is.
Yeah. Adulting is so hard.
It really is.
I literally stayed in bed as long as I possibly could until I went to the gym. I did not want to be a person. I don't know what it is. I did not want to be a person. Because Friday night, I went live on TikTok when I was on a couple gummies, which I should not do. And then Saturday was supposed to go on a date. Didn't. Mm-hmm. And now today I'm hanging with you, which I rather hang with you than men.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to do a hard pivot because we just got deep into religion, which was unexpected. Sabrina and I did not plan. Like, we had bullet points we wanted to hit, and it just kind of... of what we wanted to talk about today, and we kind of went on tangents. But we're not going to end on religion because, no, that is not who we are.
No, definitely not.
That this podcast is not going to be something super serious all the time.
No.
No, we love a fun moment.
We do.
But let's talk about what brings us the most joy in the world, Sabrina, and that's books.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the book that you're reading right now.
So I started reading Siege and Storm by Leigh Bardugo. It is a fantasy.
Uh-huh.
No romance, though, sadly, I will say. It is YA, so that's why no romance.
Yeah.
It's an unspoken romance, if anything.
Okay.
But there is a show on Netflix about it called Shadow and Bone, and it is, yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is the book series of that. This, the one that I'm reading right now, is the second one in the series. So basically, the Netflix version is the movie of this series and then Six of Crows series combined, which, by the way, Six of Crows was amazing. Probably one of my favorite books.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Fourth Wing.
Oh, that's not fair. I do love Fourth Wing very, very much.
Yeah, you got me to read it during my breakup.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, trying to convince you to read Fourth. You're like, no, no. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Okay. All right. Rachel here. I'm trying to convince her to read this book, Fourth Wing. And she's like, no, I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it. And I was like, no, you don't really have a choice. I need you. I read all the Sarah J. Maas books.
You did.
All of them.
No, okay? You haven't read Crescent City?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're right. I have.
I finished every single book she has written in 5 months. Okay.
Which is wild because it's how many books? It's like 15 books.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You could read one of my books. Okay. So I tell her to read Fourth Wing and I was like, but I need you to have an open mind. Okay. I need you to, this is new for you. I want you to try it.
Yep.
What is it? First 10 pages. She's like, oh, this girl is so whiny. And I was like, first off, shut your mouth. I need you to keep reading. And she's like, oh, what is this bone disease that she has? Blah, blah.
I did not know. First of all, I texted you and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this. This girl's whiny. And then you go, Rachel, she has a chronic illness.
She's a chronic illness.
And I go, fuck.
And I said, and so does the author who wrote it.
For our viewers who don't know, Rachel has been chronically ill since she was 9.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so sorry.
As soon as I knew, I was like, okay, I'm locking in.
Yes. Yes. She accepted it after that. And she's like, I'm sorry. This is amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's inspiration for my next tattoo, which I'm getting on Thursday.
Yay. Yes.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so expensive. But with Fourth Wing, I was just broken up with. And I didn't want to read Sarah J. Maas. I didn't want to read Crescent City because I didn't want my relationship to be tied in with those memories.
Understandable.
And so I started Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
And I read both of them in like a month, I want to say. I finished, because Sabrina and I, when we hang out, sometimes we will sit next to each other on a couch and read, and that is what we do.
Yeah.
And so I was reading Fourth Wing and I was having these reactions and just making Sabrina cackle.
Oh, man.
Because I don't react lightly to things.
Oh, no. She's jumping up on the couch and she's like, oh, my God. Jumping around. And I'm over here like, really?
I'm pacing. Because, like, spoiler alert, when Liam died, I was
devastated.
But so, okay, we're getting off track. So the book that you're reading right now is Six of Crows from Blood and Ash. That is a whole different book.
Siege and Storm.
There we go.
Six of Crows is another. I know. So many books. I read a lot.
You do.
I read a lot.
How many books have you read so far this year?
I don't know. I want to say 65, but that's not even that many.
Sabrina, my goal for the year is 55. The judgment on Sabrina's face. To be fair, Sabrina will sit down and read a book in a night.
Yeah.
I will take like three, if I'm like really into it, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
We are just very different readers.
That's okay. And that's okay.
And Sabrina just reads like that.
Absolutely. Listen, I will say I do read in between work times. I will be working and I'll be like, oh, I'm so I hate this job. And I'm like, let me just read a chapter real quick. Make myself feel a little better. I will say that.
I have gotten into audiobooks, like, because I listen to podcasts every day while I'm at work. And when I know that I'm alone, when I'm doing a task alone, I've like started to switch to audiobooks mm-hmm. because I've had to be like, wait, what's happening? And like rewind. So I don't like to do it when I'm like with other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that has helped my, but I am 8 books ahead of schedule.
No, that's
so
fantastic.
We're at like 40. Wait. Oh God. What am I at? God, books are so much part of my identity. They're tattooed on my leg.
Yeah.
I set a reading challenge. Okay, I am 43 out of 55 right now. Mm.
You'll get there.
That's very good for me. Because last year's goal was 50, and I hit it. And this year, I did 55. I might get to 60, but as long as I hit 55, I'm happy.
No, that's great. I don't remember what my goal was last year. I know I try to increase it. Every year. Yeah, I try to increase it every year. And I definitely, I'm also reading an audiobook at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
How is that?
It's good so far.
Yeah, how deep are you?
I'm not that deep yet. Okay. I just know that it's, there's this woman who is named Evelyn Hugo, and she is about to give her life story to someone. I assume it's like her daughter or something. Mm-hmm. We don't know who she is. She's supposedly a random person, but we'll see what happens. It's okay so far,
mm-hmm.
but I've heard amazing reviews about it, which is
I know. It's been on my TBR for 2 years and yeah. I have yet to pick it up and Same. I need to stop because book talk, when I see a slutty little quote and I'm like, oh, this is what I need to read next. It's a problem.
No, I do love a good romance.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just like you're at home by yourself, it's dark, and you're reading that book, and you're like, ooh.
But because you don't like certain words.
Oh, my God. If there was a list of trigger words or words that make me go, blech, yeah.
Like, so that's what makes reading romance harder for you. Because, like, you'll shut down.
The word ropey.
Yeah.
That one grosses me out.
No, I'm reading. I started to read the book. Sloan St. James mm-hmm. wrote hockey romances. And I loved her. The last one in the series called Stand and Defend. If I could have given it 6 stars, I would have. But she came out with another book. Where the age gap was 20 years.
Blech.
And I was like, we'll do a whole podcast about like what we prefer in books and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
We'll do like our favorite tropes and everything. But then like I got to the first spicy scene and she's calling him daddy. And I'm like, he could literally be your father. Please stop.
Yeah.
Like there is a 20 year age gap.
No, thank you.
I can't do it.
Nope.
I refuse. But this is the first podcast, you guys. And we're going to come to a close. We are going to be posting twice a month. It'll be the first and third Friday of every month. I say that now, hopefully. And if you could subscribe on Apple Music and Spotify just to let us know that you guys like this and just send us. We are going to be doing, if you guys could be so kind, if you guys want dating advice, to send to plussizelivingwithrachel@gmail.com. Any stories you want us to read, any stories you want us to like give our opinions on, because Sabrina is one of my most opinionated friends and loves to give her opinion. But that's it for this episode. Sabrina, do you want to say anything?
No, but thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're going to be sticking around.
That's right.
You are the co-host who is stuck with me. I was like, do you want to do a podcast? You said, hell yeah. Hell so yeah. Now we're doing it. All right, everybody. Have a good couple weeks. And of course, I love each and every one of you. Bye.